In Perek of Zvachim, 5th Mishnah. Lech l'gezeis v'chutz gezeis mocha. If he has machshava on one of the avodas, that's a bashrita, to eat one gezeis outside of the prescribed area and one outside of the prescribed time. These are other cases where there's loy korv ha-matik mitzvos, because aside from the chutz l'smano element, there's also chutz l'mekoyim element. O gezeis mocha, gezeis v'chutz. The chiddush over here is that there will be room to say if it's in one avoda he has two machshavas, only go by the first one, not by the second one, and the second one doesn't count. No, we say even so, since he had two machshavas in this korban and the second one was chutz, then that's considered that the matter was not nikra properly and there will be no chorus. Chatzi zayis v'chutz, chatzi zayis l'mocher. Also, he thought of only chatzi zayis to eat v'chutz and chatzi zayis at the wrong time. Chatzi zayis l'mocher, chatzi zayis v'chutz. All these, there's this other element of psul involved, or you don't have a full kazayis of eagle. Rav Yehuda is coming to disagree with Tanakam. He says you have two machshavas. You go by the first one. So the first one was machshavas chutz zman, it's pigul, and the second one doesn't count. So therefore you get chorus because it's considered it was not a psul here. Machshavas hamokim kodem machshavas zman, possible member chorus. Yeah, if it's the other way around, that the first machshavas was chutz lam koymoi, so there's no chorus because the second machshava doesn't count. Because you go by both machshavas he did, and since either first or second he had an element of chutzlam koymai, there will be no chorus. If he had in mind to eat a chatzizayis and to burn on the mizbech another chatzizayis of imurim, the minimum amount that you have to think about is a gezeis, and you have to think a gezeis of things that can be mitzdarf. Since achilas odom and achilas mizbeach, two different things, you have to have a gezeis of each one that are mitzdarf.